Lord, help us to see your suffering in the suffering of others and to respond with comfort. And before this came on with Father, I was talking to the Lord about any missteps I might have made, and he said, but here we are in my agony, and these things are nothing more than trifles. Yes, comfort me, because my agony is beyond imagining. I know what must eventually happen, but even now the suffering is beyond comprehension. And living in these souls, I feel every bit. That is what he is suffering for. The combined sufferings of the world at this moment and in the new future. Now, this is interesting. The near future came out N-E-W-A-R, future. New war, future. Right? That's very interesting. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he said, all that you can do is comfort and pray, comfort and pray. Your music comforts me, beloved. Can you please grab hold of that? It comes from your heart and lungs and goes into my heart. Let me play through you and we will both be comforted. And I said, Lord, I need a new grace just to play. And he said, it's coming. Don't despair. You can see the suffering of the whole world on his face, just as you saw it on mine. Comfort, comfort, comfort. It doesn't matter to me that you're eating, because I know you are hungry beyond distraction. Well, let me fill in a little bit here. I didn't eat before we came into prayer, so I've been nibbling because my stomach was totally distracting me from the Lord. And also, just to explain, Ezekiel was going through the passion, which just started shortly after we came into prayer. And I went back to see him, and he was really, really suffering. So the Lord is sharing a message on that. And it's people throughout the world who are suffering, and you can see it in the Lord's face, and you can see it in Ezekiel's face. And then he said, when he's like this, you can see the people throughout the world who are suffering. I am here. I am near. We are together as one. Do not doubt. Just continue. So as I told you before, this does not bother me because I understand. Okay, because it was bothering me that I was eating. And he said, but as I told you before, this does not bother me because I understand. However, others will not, so you must be careful. What more can I say? The expression on his face tells it all, because he has united himself with my very own sufferings. What a treasure he has been given. My children, comfort me in the afflicted. When you see suffering, do what you can. Do what is yours to alleviate it. Do not walk by forgetting my agony. Rather, lift the burden with a prayer or word or music to soothe the soul. But do not walk by without any response. Do what you can to take these sufferings upon yourself, to lighten the burdens of a victim's soul. Yet all of you are called to different works. Do not neglect what I have specifically given you, but do take breaks to comfort the afflicted. I know this is in your heart, Claire, and I give you full permission to comfort him when he is like this. And yes, your rosary prayers are very powerful. Grace is truly amazing, Jesus continued, an amazing force because it supplies whatever is needed by the soul. It conforms to the need, bringing comfort to the most attacked and separated souls. You all get a turn where you need this kind of comforting, and it is always me under the disguise of you or another soul that you comfort. You know that I suffer with each soul. Therefore, when you see them suffering, you can know that I am right there with them. Don't waste any time arguing with yourself. just respond in charity and comfort me. There are times coming when many will need this comfort from my bride. Children, be there for one another in rain and wind and snow. Be there to take away the pains of the suffering. It is not always about being healed. Rather, it is about knowing that someone cares enough to keep them company. And that's the end of his message.